Hi and welcome to the very last podcast for 2017. I hope I got you there because you would have been thinking, oh my god, is it the last ever podcast? No. We're going to keep going. I fucking love doing the podcast and I hope you guys listen or like listening at least. Because it's kind of like a two-way street. You know, I record these things and occasionally I get some feedback from people who are like, yeah, this really helped me, or this thing, like this idea really made me, like, you know, brought me some peace or brought me some realizations or resolutions in my relationship. And so that's what this podcast is about. This podcast is about stop fighting with your emotions. Because, you know, honestly, when it does come to relationships, when it does come to love, it always starts with you. It always starts with you. You know, you don't get into a relationship to be happy. You don't get into a relationship to solve problems in your life. You get into a relationship because you are happy and as a result of you solving problems in your life. That's the actual oxymoron. And it's really easy to say this. But when you're in the situations, when you're in it yourself and you think, why am I not getting what I want? Maybe it's because it's not that person's job to give you what you want. Maybe it's a privilege for them to do that, but it's not their role. And so what I want to do now in this podcast is something a bit special. It's something a bit more interactive. And as we go through this podcast, if you're driving, you can do this while driving, but I'd recommend it not to. And if you're not driving, if you're doing cooking or whatever while you're listening to this, it's a really good space. But I want to talk about energy. We've talked about energy as a currency and things like that, but I want to talk about, you know, fighting our emotions, what particular emotions can get in the way and how to kind of deal with them a bit more. I've got a big list here, but actually how it's actually really cool to be able to sit in stillness with these emotions. And so I want to talk about this for a second because I want to talk about our sensitivity to our emotions. So look, really honest here, really brutally fucking honest here. We all numb ourselves. You know, we don't want to feel anxiety, so we don't put ourselves around things that make us anxious. And that's good, right? Because sometimes there's a reason. And I'm not saying you have to throw yourself under the bus. But, you know, sometimes we feel anxious just sitting at home, and so we watch TV. You know, sometimes we feel like we got to do something. And so we do something, but it's not really something. You know, I've often talked to business people who just feel like their business is failing, and so they get really obsessed about little things like changing light bulbs or cleaning the place because it doesn't really, because it makes them feel like they're doing something. And, you know, that's what really life is about, actually. It's about feelings. And if you've ever noticed anyone talk, at least that's what I notice whenever I talk to people, they say things they just want to feel. They say, I just want to feel like they're listening. They don't care if the person's actually listening or not. They just want to feel like the person is listening. They say, I just want to feel this. I just want to feel that. I just want to feel good, you know? But if you look around your life, life's pretty good. You can be in the shittest situation and still find peace and joy in that situation. In fact, the people who do are the people who earn a lot more glorious stuff in life because they can sit in stillness in that pain. In fact, that pain is a motivator. And that's the thing is, I want to talk about being still and okay with your energy and the energy that you have in your body. And you can talk about this kind of stuff in forms of like chakras, or you can talk about this stuff in forms of, you know, energy and God and the universe and whatever. But for the purposes of this, I'm going to talk about the energy as in feelings that we have. So you might, like, because we label them, right? And labeling fragments these feelings. That's the interesting thing, is that, you know, you might feel anxious. Where do you feel anxiety? Do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it in your stomach? Do you feel it in your throat? Where do you feel that? But, you know, isn't it true that we just label these things? That, you know, I used to actually say this. It was really funny. Like, I would do talks, right? You know, and I've done workshops and stuff in the past, and there's plenty more planned for the future. But before a workshop, I used to get so fucking anxious. I was like, oh my god, like I just couldn't do anything else apart from prepare. And sometimes prepare was just sitting there going, how do I calm myself down? You know? And it was really funny because I would speak to my sister about this and she's like, you know, you say this every time. You say, why am I so nervous? I'm like, I'm so fucking nervous. What the fuck? And then I would get to the venue, and I wasn't nervous. I wasn't anxious. I was fucking excited. Like, put me in the venue, bang, everything set up within 5 minutes. Like, let's just get it done. And then I'm like, people are in the room, get them in the room. I want to get this happening. And it's what we don't understand is that labeling emotions, right? Labeling emotions fragments the experience. That sometimes it might be anxiety. Sometimes it might also be excitement. Sometimes it might also be some arousal. Like, you know, there's some other things that are in there. Emotions tend to be kind of like a soup, you know? And, you know, like minestrone soup. What do you got? You got some potatoes, you got some beans, you got some other stuff in there. I don't know how to make minestrone soup. But it's a lot of things. And when we label it as one thing, we miss the rest. But then you're saying, but Javier, you know, I hate feeling this particular thing. I hate feeling that particular thing. But let's talk about it. Because we numb ourselves. We numb ourselves because we don't want to feel those things. But guess what? Here's the really cool, glorious thing. If you are able, right? If you are able to experience that emotion without reacting to that emotion, you will be rewarded tenfold in the future. It's this interesting thing, but just give it a go. Like, you will experience it. So let's talk about an example, and then we're going to talk about some specific emotions that people aren't okay with it, and will experience a little bit. So let's do an example. So you might really feel like you're just not doing something good in your life. You know, you don't really feel like you're going somewhere, or you feel like you're stuck, or you feel like something's not moving forward, right? That's an emotion that exists somewhere within your body. And if you can find it now, just keep that awareness in you. Now, what's an interesting thing is emotion creates motion. That's a really interesting thing to remember. So emotion creates motion. So what that means is there's that if someone experiences enough pain or enough whatever, they will make something happen. They will create movement. People always say, but you know, like for example, in business, like, well, how do I get the motivation? It's like, look, if you have enough reason, if you have enough emotion, motivation is not it's not a thing you do because you just do it, because otherwise it's like life or death. But you know, say you're not going anywhere, right? You don't feel like you're going somewhere. Find that emotion in you, right? Now that emotion in you, maybe it's a little, maybe it's a lot. That emotion in you is such an interesting motivator. You know, because what if that was your friend? What if that was telling you that there's something to do, something to change, something to clean, something to get rid of? You know, it's an interesting thing because it inspires us to create momentum. Now, what'll happen is, right, is that sometimes it'll affect our subconscious in a way. So say you feel like there's a change coming in your life, and what you'll do is you'll actually start maybe cleaning your house and you'll tidy stuff up in preparation for that change. This is why I tell people when it comes to love to make room for it and to look at those people who actually do. People who actually want someone in their life will make space for that person or that future person. It's like this mythical thing. But so, you know, but what will happen is when you don't act on that emotion, when you learn to be still in that emotion. So stillness in that emotion is to be able to be aware of that emotion without it affecting you. So, you know, you're not like caught up in it. You don't go, but you know, feel this. You just are aware it exists in the same way that you have feet and they exist, and you don't spend your entire day thinking about your feet unless you're wearing some really painful shoes. And if you are, I'm sorry. But you know, it's the same way. We're not really always aware of our hands or our nose or even our eyebrows, but they are just there. So we want to experience these emotions in the same way that we would experience these other things, right? Because what will happen is that the emotion then will stack. If something is wrong or you need to do something, it will stack. And what it'll do is it'll make you more sensitive to that emotion. It's really that simple. And what happens is when you become more sensitive to that emotion, oh boy, things change. If you are afraid of idiot guys just using and abusing you, right? And you're like, but I don't want to experience that anymore. Fuck them. If it was okay to experience that, that frustration inside you will build. And if you're okay with being still in it, so not being frustrated at everything and everyone all the time, what you'll find is that you'll increase your sensitivity to that and you'll be able to increase your bullshit senses exponentially. Like, it's this insane thing. I want you guys to experience this. So let's talk about anxiety. Because anxiety, right? Anxiety tends to be, what is it? Anxiety just means we're just missing something. We just feel like we're missing something. We're missing some preparation. We're missing some, you know, some situations. We're feeling uncomfortable. You know what? Don't not feel anxious. Like, that's the thing. Everyone's like, but how do I stop feeling anxious? Fuck that. Feel fucking anxious. There is a reason why you feel anxious. And if that's the case, be able to be still in it. Because what you'll find is that emotion will build up in you, not like a suppression, but you become sensitive to your anxieties and you will make a change naturally, more powerfully, and very just profoundly. So, for example, if you feel anxious and you just feel like maybe in social situations, you just don't, you feel really shy, right? Then one day that emotion will build up and you will make a change. You'll be like, all right, look, feel anxious in this situation, let's do something. Or I feel anxious in this situation, I really feel like I don't get prepared. Now, when you don't act on these things, when you are still, right? When you are still in it, so stillness means being able to be like vacant of thought. It's like you listen to the spaces between my words just as much as you listen to the words. And we've talked about this a lot. But it's the same thing. You listen to not only the emotion, but also the gaps between the emotions. The times where you're not feeling that. And it'll build, it'll build, it'll build. It's this beautiful thing. And it also works for ideas. I'll explain ideas in a second. And then we'll go through this list of emotions. But it'll build, right? And then you will make a change. If you don't feel worthy enough, right? That feelingness of unworthy will build, right? And then you will make a change. Emotion creates motion. And sometimes, right, here's the interesting thing, is that when it builds, you'll make a change in a way that you previously did not know, because our subconscious mind knows more than we do. So don't worry about trying to make it conscious, trying to think of a plan. Just let it happen and act on that highest excitement. But one of the highest excitements that I've often found is to not act on these emotions straight away. So you'll find, for example, I'll give you an example from my life, is that in the past, I was addicted to porn. And I mean addicted because I fucking, like, needed it. I needed it most days, sometimes twice a day. It was like I was a pack-a-day smoker, but of pornography. And, you know, you can obviously tell what I was doing with it, but you don't need to, we don't need to make that obvious. But anyway, so one day I decided to be still in it. One day I decided to be really just still and just quiet in it and really just watch myself watching porn. And that's the key, is to watch yourself feeling the anxiety, watch yourself feeling the worry, watch yourself feeling the stress. See how you react to it. Just watch without interpretation. Don't try and say, this is good, this is bad. It's all these labels that just fuck you up. But what I noticed was really interesting is like, huh, I have a relationship with all these women online and I don't even know them. And that wasn't even one of the realizations. It was countless, because that's only like a fragment of it. It was like this day I just stopped watching. I just stopped. And then it went from going from visual fantasies to, in my mind, visual fantasies. And then I just realized that I would just replace porn with the image in my head. And you know what? Some people do that with their relationships. You know, they watch TV, soap operas, fantasies, things like that. They get off on that. Then they want it, right? I don't know if you've ever been, like, ladies, if you've ever been with a guy who watched too much porn, they're like, they expect it to be like a pornography. And you're like, this is not how it goes. And sometimes guys feel like that with relationships, is that, you know, a lady, look, I'm, look, this is the norm that I've observed, is that, you know, men trade emotions for sex, women trade sex for emotions. And that is the cultural paradigm that we're trying to step out of here. But what you'll find is then, you know, then the ladies are like, you know, but we want it to be like, or some people, not, again, you know, I don't like using gender here because I really don't fucking like it. But there are some observations that I've noticed. But it's like, you know, people are like, you know, but, you know, why isn't like this what I've seen, or why isn't this what this image in my head? It's like, because you fucking, it's like porn, but for relationships in your head. And so what happened was, with my experience with porn, I then stopped the fantasies in my head because I realized it was the same thing. And then this, like, the sexual tension started to build inside me. I was like, man, I've got to get this out. I was like, no, I'll just be still in it. I'll just be still. Let's just be quiet my mind and experience it. And it actually increased my sensitivity and my threshold of tolerance. And so that's what I'm talking about. If you're worried about stress and stuff, you'll increase your threshold of tolerance. Now, stress, there are some negative emotions that exist to tell you how to get out of it. You know, that's the truth. And we'll talk about those just in a second. But in this, one of the most beautiful things I found, and, you know, if you have issues with sexuality, try this. And if you have issues with your relationships, try this. But become more sensitive to it. You'll realize that, you know, we numb ourselves to so many things through media, through thoughts, through eating, through whatever. Everything can be used to give us more energy or take it away, you know. And sometimes we want to take away that energy, but that energy is something that directs us, gives us vital life and things like that. And you know what, ever since that day that I was like, fuck this porn, I don't want to watch this anymore, personally, it's like, honestly, my life has actually changed. I became more sensitive to, you know, humans, interesting, different sexualities. You know, like, I became more interested in my own. Like, it's so interesting. You find people become more attracted to you because they can feel that. And that's the thing. They'll feel that pressure built in you. And if you label it as bad, then it's bad. Because, you know, it's totally not okay to not be okay. But let's talk about some emotions. So, first of all, not being okay. Look, isn't that an interesting belief? The belief is, you know, you should be perfect all the time, or you should have achieved, or you should be where you meant to be in your head because you had it in your head, why aren't you there yet? And then it's also totally not okay to not be there. You know, when I first started out, I was like, I'm going to be the number one dating coach in the whole world! And it was not okay being number two. And guess what? The moment I was like, you know what, I'm actually okay being number three or number four or number five, I started getting a lot better because I wasn't trying to fucking prove it to anyone. And that's the thing, is that you end up getting when you are in this situation, right? Where you're going like, it's, you know, like, I'm not okay, but it's not okay to be not okay. You get into this, like, it's called cognitive dissonance, where it's like two kids fighting over a piece of candy. It's like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then you, and it's like, you're fucking stuck in the middle. But just for a second, just for this second, I want you to just, if you're not feeling okay, or if you've ever not felt okay, you know, bring that emotion back up inside you. And if you've ever felt like it's not okay to be not okay, I want you to just for a second allow yourself to be not okay. Or say it's okay to be not okay. What does that feel like? Does that feel like a lot like pressure release? You know, when we label our emotions, that emotion, that energy gets localized to a part of our body. And that's when it gets stuck. But that motion, here we go, energy motion creates motion. That motion that you get, right? So say, for example, if you're feeling that's not okay to be not okay, that once you let go of that, that energy can then go disperse into other parts of your body and give you, like, give more energy, more vibrance, get out of bed early, things like that. It manifests in different ways to what we know. So we don't have to worry about it. We just have to respect it. Now, worry. Ooh, it's not okay to worry. Guess what? Worry just means you're not quite sure what's going to happen. And maybe, you know, it's like you should have done more prep, but what if it was okay to worry? That's a big thing. Some people aren't okay to worry. And just for a second, if you don't feel like it's okay to worry, allow yourself to be okay to worry. Ooh, let's talk about food. Because food, we need food, right? We need food. Like, that's just a statement. There's no interpretation to that. We need food. But some people say, you know, but I don't eat a lot. And some people say, but I shouldn't eat so much. Some people say, I should eat more. What if it was okay to eat the amount that you're eating? Because guess what? You're fucking doing it. And everyone says, I want to lose weight, I got to eat less. You're thinking about not eating less, not the food you're eating. What if you paid attention to the food you're eating? That energy, that emotion creates motion. Remember this. You become more sensitive to the food. Remember I said you become more sensitive to emotions? You also become more sensitive to food if you pay attention to the food in front of you. And then you become more sensitive. You stop eating certain things. I started eating a hell of a lot more vegetables the moment I decided to sit and eat a bowl of vegetables really slowly. And I was like, you know what? Cauliflower? This is a while ago, but cauliflower is fucking sweet. I never noticed that before. And carrots are so sweet. I was like, wow. It's like, did you ever notice that? You know, the people who are the best chefs and some of the people who are sometimes really healthy, they can experience this. They feel the food's effect on their body because they're sensitive to it. They don't numb themselves from it. Go, you know, but I just got to eat more. These thoughts that we have, so I just got to eat less. I just got to eat less. I just got to eat more. I just got to eat healthy. I just got to is a numbing thing. It's a thing that we hypnotize. And this is why a lot of people are not really fans of, the New Year's resolution. Because it's like, you know, next year I'll do this. Next year? Tomorrow I'll do. Tomorrow? I just gotta do. You just gotta? You know, I just gotta feel this. You just do? What? You have to? You're telling yourself? It's like we tell ourselves things to hypnotize ourselves. Like, really? Is that what you gotta do? Or is that what you're telling yourself? Because when you tell yourself, you feel okay momentarily. Because you're not okay being not okay. And you're not okay realizing that that emotion is there for a reason, and we gotta feel okay experiencing because it builds up. When we release it, when we don't label it, it shifts through our body and forms new things and new energy. You know, every day I just get more energy because I'm like mentally quiet. It's really silly. Like sometimes I get out of bed at 3 a.m. and just start working because I can't fucking sleep. I'm like vibrating. I feel like I'm vibrating. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I just do. Like, yeah. Because I've become more sensitive to those emotions, the energy that wants me to move, and I'm also more sensitive to the fatigue. And, you know, this is not about me, this is about you. But let's talk about stress. No, before that, image, your physical image. Some people say, I hate what I look like. Some people say, I love what I look like. And then they say, I gotta love myself first. What if it was okay to just look like what you looked like? Just for a second, I want you to, if you can, just feel like, what if it was okay if it didn't matter what you looked like? And that's the interesting thing, because then people would say, like, you know, but then I'll just stop paying attention to my appearance and it'll be bad, I'll lose my job and blah, blah, blah. It's like, ooh, now we're going to talk about stress. But you don't. That's the interesting thing. So what happens is when you're okay doing the things that you are, you suddenly stop doing some things and you start doing other things. So if you were, for example, with your image, right? If you were okay with looking how you were, if you're not okay with it, what'll happen is, you know, you might stop going to the gym. You might be like, you know, I don't need to do this. I'm fucking great how I am. Or I'm just like, I am what I am. That's not, again, we're not labeling as good or bad. It's like, I am what I am. But then through your superior sensitivity, you will then notice other things. You'll then notice things like, you know, but I've got some inflammation from the food that I eat. Like, that's not really, like, yeah, that's that. Because, again, we're not labeling. It was like, that's inflammation. And then your body will naturally be like, all right, cool, which foods give me inflammation? And you become more sensitive to that. And you'll actually start, it's called automatic action. And I'm a fan of it. Because I don't know about you, but I have definitely, finite willpower. I can't tell myself, eat healthy every day. I want to learn the lessons at a physiological level, so that way my body fucking knows and does things automatically. That's what I'm about. And that's what my relationships, like, advice is about, is to get it at a body level and just work from there. Not like, you know, you just got to play these games, this intricate chess, thing, and then, you know, he moves the king forward, and you move the queen forward. That'll make him, that'll teach him. And it's like, fuck that shit. He's like, you know, if you want that, you know, don't get it from me. But, you know, like, you'll notice these things from this stillness of mind. It's this beautiful thing. And that's what coming up in 2018, starting there, is the 7-Day Self-Love Course, which is to get you to experience what I'm talking about at a truly deeper level. And it's going to be $7. Man, it should be worth fucking $7,000. Like, it's ridiculous, but it's going to be worth $7. That's like 2 cups of coffee, by the way. So if you know, if that's not your cup of tea, if that's not your cup of coffee, this will definitely be your cup of tea. But look, so stress. What if it was okay to be stressful? Women, why do we get stressful? Why do we get stressed? It's because there's too many fucking pieces to juggle. And admittedly, if you're okay in sitting in stress, you will be rewarded in your business and your finances and all that kind of stuff tremendously. Because why do we eat food? Why do we, you know, like, why do we comfort eat? Why do we comfort do things? It's because we feel stressed. We want to relieve that stress. But if you're okay with sitting in that stress, not only would you save money because you're not buying all the things, but you would buy all the things, but you would also be able to handle things a lot more. Look at fucking Elon Musk, right? Elon Musk, like, admittedly, the Tony Stark, the Iron Man of our life right now, how much stress do you think he handles? A fair bit. So you'll be rewarded in kind with the amount of stress that you can deal with and that you can handle. Now, here's the interesting thing about that, is sometimes we're stressed because we've done something wrong. Sometimes we're stressed because we shouldn't have, or that we're missing some pieces. You know, there are some things, right? And if you allow yourself to feel it, you become more sensitive to it, and you won't make those mistakes in the future, because you'll learn, you'll be like, fuck, doing that makes me so stressed, I won't do that again. Rather than being like, that makes me stressed, how do I calm down? Be stressed. So just for a second, I want you to allow yourself, if you feel stressed, especially with this energy I'm giving you, if you feel stressed for a second, what does that feel like? Now, anxiety. We kind of talked about it, so I'm not going to go too much into it, but just for a second, what if it was okay to be anxious? What if it was okay? What if you have social anxiety and you're like, you're terrified every time you go to a party? What if it was okay to be anxious at a party? What if it was completely okay? You'd probably just, like, huddle in a corner and then maybe make some actions to stop being anxious. Or you'd, like, your body would automatically move, or maybe because you're so anxious, that energy would move into something else and you'd actually start speaking. That's the interesting thing, is that not being okay often blocks the barrier, like, between your heart and your mouth, like your throat and, like, throat chakras and stuff like that. Because it's all in your mind. Like, basically what happens chakra-wise, it's like if you balance the higher chakras, the lower ones go in place. This is why I'm all about stillness, mental stillness. Because when you balance your, like, crown chakra and your, like, your third eye chakra, basically, it's like you just fucking start doing everything. You notice things. It's really awesome. It's this cool thing. And so, love. You know, it's really funny because we like love. Love. We love love. And if you're listening to me, you love love. I'm just going to call you on yourself. Like, you love love. There's love in the air. You like, love is an energy, it's movement, it's basically how the fucking universe works. But sometimes people aren't okay liking someone or loving someone. And I'm using the word love very liberally here. It just comes from any driving factor that brings two things together. That's basically love. There's this driving factor that brings two things together. Love in a nutshell. The factor that brings two things together. I feel like that should be on the open thing of my book. It's like you open the book, love. Anything, the driving force that brings two things together. It does not mean just romantic. It just does not mean friendship. It also means you love water. You need it. It brings it to you because it gives you value. It's a value exchange. But let's just talk specifically romantic for a second. Because people sometimes aren't afraid. I mean, they're too afraid to express themselves. Because they're like, you know, I like that person, but I don't want them to know. I want them to make the first move because we're afraid. It's like, you know, but I'm just shy, which is another self-hypnotizing phrase. Sure, you're shy, but there are also times where you're also energetic. So get that in your head. But, right, love. Now, what'll happen is if you aren't okay with liking someone or loving someone or having that driving force that brings two people together. I wish I wrote that down, and I will later. But what you find is that it'll come out anyway. If you like someone, they can fucking feel, because you're basically leaking that energy out. You're leaking that energy out. Now, what will happen is when you are okay loving someone, liking someone, whatever, crazy stuff happens. As always, you know, I'm boasting about crazy stuff, but try this out. Just be okay loving someone. You don't have to act on it. This is what I mean, stillness. You don't have to act on it. Just let it build. It'll manifest in crazy ways. Ways that I've discovered it manifests in myself and in other people, really cool, is that starts to come out as ideas. Like ideas of sharing, giving. You know, I had a client and we just finished up and she's just like, you know what, I'm done. Like, you know, the other day I was upset and I just cried for 5 minutes and then I was back to normal. I'm like, hallelujah. But like, yeah, she's like, yeah, we're done. And I was like, yeah, you passed. But, you know, one thing from her was a really good example, right? Was she was like, you know, I'm seeing this guy, it's going really well. I just wanted to leave a note on his car because they, you know, they work near each other and don't reveal too much information. But I wanted to leave a note on his car, but I didn't know what to say. I'm like, great, don't do it. She's like, but what? Isn't that romantic? I was like, no, don't do it. Let that build up, that emotion build up. Because what you find is love brings ideas. If love is anything that is the driving force that brings two things together, right? The more love you build up in yourself and you just allow it to build up, it will then manifest in other cooler things. Because, you know, for example, she wants to leave a note on his car, but she doesn't know what to write, right? It might come off as premature. You know, it's not, the idea isn't incubated. And that's the cool thing about ideas, is they have to incubate, right? So the other thing is, so she was like, yeah, but then, you know, but what happens in the future? I want to tell him something. Well, then that might be the time to write the note on the car. Don't act on it prematurely. Allow it to build, allow it to nurture, allow it to incubate, and you'll find it'll manifest in really cool automatic action ways. You know, because then you'll notice things. This love will build up and you'll notice things. Your attention, emotion creates motion, right? Your emotion will create new motion towards that person. You'll notice things. And through that, you will then do things. You'll pick up on things naturally. You'll be more aware of that person, object, or thing, because love is the driving force that brings two things together. Anything, not people, right? Two objects together, I should say that. What you'll find is that, you know, you'll notice things, you'll pick up on things, and you'll do things that are more heartfelt, right? Look at any fucking artist. It took Leonardo da Vinci 12 years, and I'll say this 1,000 times, Leonardo da Vinci 12 years to paint the Mona Lisa's lips. Talk about love. Talk about patience. Didn't act on it straight away. He took his time. You know, I don't know the exact process in which he did it, right? But patience. Let's talk about money quickly, because I realize it's now around 33 minutes. Let's talk about money. Sometimes people are okay having money. Sometimes people aren't okay. What if it was okay to have money? Because money, just like love, is an energy, right? We build it up. We then can spend it. It's a great playground for your emotional energy, and that's basically what it is in a nutshell. It's a playground. Don't take it too seriously. Sure, we need it to live because that's the society we live in. But what if it was okay to have money? You build it up. You know, I'm really into making money right now. You know, I tried Bitcoin, got in too late, shit like that. But you'll find yourself, you will build up, just like the other energy, you build up the money if you're okay having money. Because sometimes people aren't okay, and so there's this subconscious amount, right? In the same way that there's these other emotions, we have a subconscious level in which we will allow ourselves to feel that emotion. Anxiety, right? We'll get to a point, and we're like, gotta get rid of the anxiety. So we do something. We do things to get rid of it, you know? Same thing with money. We believe we shouldn't have a certain amount, and so when we get to that certain amount, we're like, gotta get. That's why you're poor. If you're poor, that's why you're poor. If you think you're poor, that's why you're poor. What we find is people that get to bankruptcy, so financial. In my case, it was emotional. When you get to a form of bankruptcy, you then appreciate the finite most quantity of it. You know, there was a time where I was like, I got fucking $2 on me. What can I eat? That's it. That's all I have to spend. and I went and got instant noodles. And you better know that those instant noodles were the most glorious instant noodles of my entire life. Like, because you appreciate the most finite nuance of that energy, and that's what I want you to experience. Now, goals, what if it was okay to have goals? And more importantly, what if it was okay to fail? Because when we fail, we then spend our emotions on the failure. And we beat ourselves up. We can say, oh, like, what if it was okay to fail? In business, we tried to help ourselves. We call it pivoting. What if you just pivoted? What if it was okay to fail? What if it was okay to learn from the failures? You might just not take it seriously. You don't have to do all this thing where you try and convince yourself, like, and that's the interesting thing. Everyone's like, but Thomas Edison said, I haven't failed. I just discovered 99 ways to not invent the light bulb, or 999 ways that I couldn't invent the light bulb, or whatever. Like, things that don't work. And then what happens is people read quotes and they just, like, go. They try and convince themselves. But what if it was okay just not to fail? That's the thing. You don't have to try and convince yourself something. Just be okay. Or what if it was okay to fail? Just be okay. Like, don't even label it, good or bad. What you'll find is you will do the automatic action. You'll learn from it. You won't spend that time beating yourself up. Because how many times do you beat yourself up for experiencing an emotion? Anyway, that was this podcast. There's going to be no music. There's going to be no crazy outro. But I just want you to have an amazing new year. If you're listening to this in 2018 or beyond, or if you're still listening to this in 2017, because it's still Saturday for me, might be Friday for you, it's the day before, it's a couple of days before New Year's, or day before New Year's, we have a great one. Honestly, like, this is what life's about. Let's get some energy going. And I really feel like 2018 is going to have a really cool energy. Love. That's what it's all about. Love. Have an amazing New Year's. And I love you. Bye.